Welcome to the 21st Century K podcast. I'm Hannah. I teach kindergarten, and I help other teachers bridge the gap between traditional kindergarten and 21st century expectations. In today's episode, we're going to talk about something near to my heart, and that's literacy. Specifically, we're going to talk about guided reading and how the more things change, the more they stay the same. Thanks for joining. Literacy has always been my favorite subject. In fact, my first major in college was English. But then I decided to shift my focus from strictly English to elementary education with a focus in English language arts. I have had a whole lot of training. I've had a whole lot of experience teaching reading. And I love the challenge. I love the reading process. I love trying to figure out what's going on with a new reader and helping them push forward and learn how to read. I love writing. I love everything about it. But in the classroom, it can be a pain. It can be tricky, complicated, and sometimes it feels disorganized and more difficult than it should be. I think back about when I was in kindergarten and first grade. I was in a half-day kindergarten program. I'm pretty sure I wasn't reading fluently by the end of kindergarten, but I vividly recall in first grade having small reading groups. And I'm sure you've heard the old adage, the red birds, the blue birds, and the yellow birds. And everybody wanted to be a blue bird because the blue birds were the best readers. And you didn't want to be a yellow bird because you knew that the yellow bird readers were struggling. Our teachers, when we were younger, knew what they were doing. They recognized that small group instruction was important, that a little bit of ability grouping is important to really narrow the scope of your lessons. And they knew that if something was too hard for a group of students, they needed to back off. And likewise, if something was too easy, they needed to press forward. I remember in first grade, our homerooms were grouped a little bit by ability, and I had just transferred from a different state. I remember after a few weeks of reading groups in my homeroom, I was sent down the hall to another teacher's class to be in a reading group in there. And it meant that I needed a different kind of instruction than what my homeroom teacher was offering. That's pretty forward thinking. That is very similar to how we teach most things today. I know in my school, we work very hard to meet every single child at their point of need, whether it be because they're struggling or excelling. And that's exactly what they were doing then. So there's nothing wrong with the best practice of small group instruction for children with like needs and like abilities. Where we get hung up, I'm afraid, is that we don't use the readily available data we have today and the new research and training about how to make our literacy program more balanced and to how to keep those groups fluid. Just because you're a bluebird to start the school year does not mean you are still a bluebird at Christmas or by the end of the year. And with all the data and all of the assessing and screening tools that we use today, we just need to know from the outset that when we set up guided reading in the 21st century, the groups do not stay the same. And it seems basic, and I'm probably preaching this to the choir, but I'm afraid some people forget that it needs to be a constantly evolving process where children have different gains at different rates, and that puts them in a different place than their peers are, perhaps. Or it puts them at a different point of difficulty where they might need to backtrack a little bit. And we need to constantly be aware of that by listening to our children read, by knowing what they're capable of, and by putting them in a position to be successful. And if that means changing groups, changing the schedule, or changing the whole entire organization of guided reading, then that's what that means. And that's what makes it a struggle. That's what makes it difficult. It's so much easier to group our kids into three groups, high, medium, and low, and do activities with them. Or put them into a variety of groups and do the same activities with every group. Unfortunately, that's not helping everyone. Guided reading instruction is meant to feed the reader forward in the reading process and to provide plenty of appropriately leveled practice for every reader. Now, we know that, but what does that really look like in the 21st century classroom? I know you've been to all the trainings that I've been to. You have listened to stories about perfect literacy center rotations. You've watched videos that are staged to the T with children who never misbehave and are always on task. You've read books about guided reading where all of these complicated activities seem to be magically prepared and magically put in place and taught to children, and they're able to just teach all day long. I've done all of that too. And let's face it, it's just not real life. In real life, we're interrupted. In real life, our kids, because they're kindergartners, have a really hard time self-monitoring and being self-disciplined and working independently. Because technology is not always reliable, we have hiccups when we try to plan different activities. And because our resources are limited, what we're providing may not be what we know to be best instruction. So how do we overcome all of this? Well, in my opinion, it's time to do something a little bit opposite and take 21st century literacy and guided reading and strip it down to the basics. In kindergarten, there are some basic things that children need to learn and some basic things that need to be taught. And among those are how to transition between small groups. A lot of the instruction with guided reading in the beginning is just about how to function within a small group. And that looks different for every teacher every year. Some classes need higher structure. Some classes are smaller. Sometimes you have many more children than you've had before, and you have to get creative with the way that you plan it. So to me, guided reading is small group instruction for reading that works for you. It's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be in a video training, probably. And you may not be able to get all those fancy centers together every single week for kids to work on. So with that said, what would I include in a guided reading rotation or literacy time every day? I've studied Jan Richardson's Next Step Forward in Guided Reading book extensively. I love it. I have learned so much from it. But I'll be honest, it can be pretty overwhelming. There's lots of lesson planning pages and lots of activity choices. And I don't know how in the world she crams all of those things into one short guided reading lesson for every single group every day while the rest of the kids are supposed to be productive in the classroom at the same time. Makes it kind of tricky. And even though I learn a lot and I think she's phenomenal and take every opportunity I can to hear her speak or read her new books, I know that sometimes, especially in kindergarten, it's just not logistically possible. I've also studied the comprehensive improvement model, which is kind of like reading recovery, which was developed by Mari Clay for a one-on-one reading intervention, taken to the group level. So CIM is a very intensive, small group instruction opportunity for, it's supposed to be for struggling readers, but it could be for anyone. It's very similar to the Fountas-Pinnell program for guided reading. The one thing that all of those programs have in common are the need or They're trying to convey the importance of getting all the things done in all the days and all the lessons. And you and I know that when we get into our classrooms, it doesn't matter if we use their lesson plan formats. It doesn't matter if we buy their program. It doesn't matter if we use all of our data to set up our groups. What it boils down to is, what kind of lessons can we provide our kids in our classroom on their level as often as possible? Because the key is consistency and intention. You can have some activities planned, but if they are not pertinent to each and every group, they are not going to have as big an impact. So, like with anything else in life, you boil it down to what matters most. And to me in kindergarten, what matters most is that they have some practice with alphabet principles. And that may be learning letter names for some groups. That may be letter sounds for some groups. That may mean chunks of letters for some groups. That may mean other parts of phonics and grammar, like suffixes and compound words and ways to put letters and words together. I think another thing that's important for kindergartners every day is sight word work. I have a love-hate relationship with sight words, I'll be honest. Reading them off of a list with rote memorization does not make one a reader. But it is proven with research that when children know basic sight words, they can read with more fluency. And as that fluency builds, so do all of their other reading skills. I think that children need to work on sight words that are pertinent. So sight words taken from the text that they'll be reading that day. I think that also with sight words comes writing. And children need the opportunity to practice writing and building those sight words every day, because really they're not mastered until they can read them and spell them in context and in isolation. I think the third thing that children need in a guided read group every day is a text introduction. They have to have somebody walk them through the text so that they're ready to tackle it, and so they can activate background knowledge so that the act of reading can happen. Those are my three biggies for guided reading in the 21st century kindergarten classroom. And if you are ready to implement those things, then you need to go over to the show information and you need to click to sign up for my free workbook, The Top Three Must-Dos of Every Guided Reading Lesson. In this workbook, I'll go into a little more detail about the portions of my guided reading lesson related to sight words, alphabet, and text introduction. And I'll also give you a few planning pages so that you can make planning your guided reading lessons easier. It doesn't have to be hard. Doing some basic things with your students every single day on the level that they need it will result in reading progress in your classroom. I promise. I know, because I do it every single day. And remembering that while my first grade teacher had it right with those reading groups, we know better, we do better. And we use our data to make those reading groups more fluid. We change our kids when they need to be changed. And we strip it down and make it less complicated than it has to be. And make sure that our kids are getting intentional, pertinent, consistent instruction every single day. As you can tell, I could talk about literacy all day long. And that's why I'm kicking off a series of podcast episodes all about literacy and about how I set up my guided reading lessons in my kindergarten classroom, how I know which content to provide to which children in my guided reading lessons in my kindergarten classroom, and how I keep it going every day without a lot of paperwork, a lot of planning, and a lot of hassle. So if you're ready to make some changes and make your guided reading time successful and easier at the same time, then please join me for the next few episodes while we talk about literacy in 21st century kindergarten. Thanks for listening.